Warriors-Rockets Game 3 of the Western Conference Semifinals, a Saturday night showdown in Houston, where Kevin Durant with another tremendous playoffs effort, a game-high 46 points for KD. Draymond Green with a triple-double night, 19 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists, while Stephen Curry delivered 17 points on the evening as Klay Thompson added 16 points to the effort, and Andre Iguodala some big shots late on the way to 16 points as well. The game went to overtime, where the Rockets grabbed the win, 126-121, the final in OT.
Well, we had our chances. I mean, and let's be honest, it would have been a steal if we had won that game. They outplayed us. They outboarded us by 20. They were the more physical, aggressive team right from the beginning. We made that run in the fourth quarter based on Kevin's brilliance, and I felt like we started competing better at that point. But there were spells in that game where I didn't like just the level of attention to detail and competitiveness defensively, and we had a lot of mistakes. So we got outplayed. I thought Houston played really well. They deserved to win.
Coach, you got a triple-double out of Draymond Green tonight right here. You got a triple-double out of Draymond Green tonight. What is it about this series that's gotten him going? Because he's played very well the first three games.
He's been really good for, you know, more than just this. He was great last series. I thought he was really good down the stretch. He lost some weight, you know, last month of the season. And he's playing at a really, really high level. I thought he was fantastic tonight.
They had, I think, 17 offensive rebounds. Tucker himself down the stretch, I think, had about four or five of them. How big a factor was what they did on the glass?
That was huge, and that was the biggest indicator of the difference in the physicality and the competitiveness. You know, they played like a team down 2-0. You know, they knew they had to win this game, and they brought the competitive fire, and we. We played okay. We had our moments. We had some brilliant individual moments, but we got to play better than that.
Steve, as you think about kind of looking back at this game and how, you know, the Rockets sort of adjusted with the small ball lineup, they brought in Austin, they brought in Shumpert first off the bench for a defense, and then Tucker just kind of really jolted them energy-wise. How do you game plan for that next game?
I don't think it was that different. You know, they still played Capella 35 minutes, and Nene came in, gave them some good minutes as well in the first half. So it didn't feel like the game plan was that different. It just felt like they played a lot harder. And that's why I said, you know, they set a tone right away with their physicality, and that showed up on the glass and, you know, loose balls. And The plays P.J. Tucker made, you know, in overtime, fourth quarter, those were big plays, but those are indicators of who played harder.
Steve, getting back to Steph just for a second, you mentioned before the game you didn't think the finger injury was an issue. Having watched him now through this game and seeing him struggle a little bit, did you think that played any part into?
I have no idea. You'd have to ask him. You know, he obviously struggled tonight, and just wasn't his night, but it would not be right for me to just speculate on how much the finger bothered him.
Coach, right here. Defensively, do you prefer them to get into their actions and run the sets and play with faster pace, or kind of slow it down, and what they've been doing with isolations going late in the shot clock? Is there something that you prefer from your side?
We like to play with a lot of pace. You know, Houston's a very good defensive team, and you know, they do all that switching and everything else. So it's not as easy as it might seem, you know, to replicate everything that you see in the regular season. In the playoffs, the game gets much tougher. It just gets much harder. Everybody's, you know, ready for everything, and the defenses are more prepared and more physical. And so Houston did a good job, and I thought you know, we had our moments. We scored enough points to win the game, but we didn't get enough rebounds and defend well enough.
Hey, Steve. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press, Democrat. Why do you think it took so long for Klay to get integrated on the offensive end? And even when he did, it was only in a couple spurts, really.
Yeah, they did a good job on him. And, you know, I don't think I did a great job of you know, getting Klay shots early in the game. But he bounced back and had a good second half, made a couple big shots for us. But yeah, we'd like to get Clay more clean looks for sure next game.
Hey, Steve, to your left, Martin Rogers, USA Today. When Durant went on that crazy run at the start of the fourth, it obviously narrowed the score significantly, but it seemed like it gave everyone a mental lift as well. Can you talk a bit about what effect it has on the guys when someone just looks unstoppable for that period of time?
Yeah, I mean, it's Kevin is he is unstoppable. Basically, there's nothing you can do on a lot of those shots. So he was brilliant. You know that especially to start the fourth quarter when he just took over the game. And when you have a guy like that on your team, it gives everybody confidence. And that's when we finally, kind of got some traction in the game and got our momentum. So he did his job, and we just couldn't quite finish the game.
How important is it, right here, Coach Gray, how important is it to slow Eric Gordon down knowing he wants to attack early in the clock off makes, off misses, off anything?
Yeah, Gordon does a good job of attacking, as soon as as soon as the possession changes hands, he's attacking. He's running the wing, catching the ball, and attacking the rim. So you got to be loaded up. Can't just be one guy. You've got to have your whole team aware of what he's trying to do.
And throughout this playoff series against the Rockets, for extended audio coverage, download or stream the official Warriors podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts by searching Golden State Warriors to subscribe and get the latest. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.